Hey podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, Dennis Cometti still isn't convinced that Frio are the real deal.
No, neither am I.
We ask where your kid got stuck.
We try to guess where you got your nickname.
And Senior Sergeant Simon Sirius calls in.
John Farnham headlines live in the Vines at Sandalford Estate, Swan Valley, December 8th.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
We're talking nicknames this morning.
Yes.
Well, we've seen this article that's come out basically talking about the people of Broome. And the people of Broome have, you know, everybody knows them. These are the locals that everyone knows by their first name. And if their first name, of course, is their nickname.
Yes, of course. But, of course, to be called a local, you'd have to have lived there for at least 30 years, right? Isn't that how it works in those sorts of places?
On Newcombe in town after a decade? Yeah, of course.
I would say so. Like, old mate Bulldog.
Yeah, oh,
I wasn't sure how Bulldog got his name, but it turned out he tried to get him, well, an intoxicated man started a fight with him at the bar.
Right.
And put him in a headlock.
Yep.
And Bulldog didn't have any option other than to bite his ear.
Oh. Okay.
Bit his ear and took a chunk of his ear off, and everyone started calling him Bulldog, and that's his nickname now. So the story he's going to tell for years is that. That's like 35 years old now.
He's soul to the earth, is Bulldog. There's nothing better than a bloke who likes a bit of pub violence.
Well, he likes a bit of lobe. He likes the taste of lobe as well.
We love Bulldog.
Well, the thing is too, you can't make your own nickname. People make it for you. If you make your own nickname, it doesn't stick.
Right. Well, I'm looking at Anthony O'Neill here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he works as a construction renovations manager.
Sure. Another Broome local.
Guess what they call him?
What do they call him?
Sydney.
Sydney?
Yeah.
Sydney? Why Sydney?
Because he comes from Sydney.
Oh, right.
Is that it?
No. When he first got to Broome.
I was like, God, that's underwhelming.
He wasn't able to let go of sort of telling people how they did things in Sydney.
Oh, right.
Now, okay. I can actually relate to this because when I first came back to Perth for holidays after being in Sydney for drama school, my mate Boogie picked me up from Perth Airport.
Yep.
And we were about 15 minutes into our trip home. And he turned to me, and I must have been going on about how great Sydney was.
You're banging on about the Big Smoke.
Yeah, and this is what you have good friends for. He goes, listen, I'll give you till we get home to tell me how great Sydney is. And then you have to shut up
about it. Get it out of your system.
So, dear old Andrew O'Neill, Sydney.
Sometimes they're not politically correct either. What about Nathan Pigram, right? They call him German because he's tall, blonde and blue-eyed. So, well, Hitler's perfect Aryan species right there.
Ah, it's the Germans.
Yeah, okay. It's just stuck. Everyone calls him German.
Look, we want to hear from you, 133353, if you've got yourself a pretty unusual nickname, and then we're going to have a guess how you got it.
All right, I like it.
And, I mean, this one comes up often. This is another Broome local, Shags. My brother's nickname is Shaggy. We call him Shags, and people often think this is the reason.
Because he's a pants man.
Well, this guy got this because he was a Casanova in his younger days. At the age of 16, he had three different women on the go at the same time.
Now, this guy
now is like in his 50s. Isn't it a bit embarrassing to still be telling that story? Like, oh, why do they call you Shags? Oh, well, used to sleep around on a bunch of women.
No, that's a badge of honour, isn't it?
Really? Yeah. When you look like this guy now?
Oh,
hey, looks all right.
Shags, what have you done to yourself?
Shags has had a rough life now.
He's got his Eagles cap on. Has he still got three women on the go?
Yeah.
Just feels like you got to let it go, and but nicknames stay for life.
He's probably had quite a few antibiotics too to look like that.
Go the Shagster.
Yeah.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
And not far away from your calls right here because we're talking about the likes of Bulldog, German, Shags and Hollywood, some of the big nicknames up in Broome.
Well, how did Yaz get her nickname? Or was that just the band?
I think you never know. Well, I think she was a Yasmin.
Oh.
Yeah, so simple one from the name, but some of them are a lot more complex, aren't they?
There you go.
A bit more complex, like the one from Anthony and Merriwa. Anthony, what's your nickname?
My nickname's Teapot.
Oh.
Teapot.
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 Okay.
Okay.
Are you a little unhinged, Anthony?
No, it's from when we're planning and, like, working things out at work, I normally end up standing with one hand on my hip
and working with
the other hand.
Yes. I'm a little teapot.
Yes, I like that.
There you go.
Held teapot. Okay, Anthony.
Good
Wouldn't
one.
Have guessed that one.
No, I wouldn't have
Would
got
have been
that
a long
one.
Way off. Yeah, okay, Shane, we're all going to have a guess at yours. What's your nickname?
Mass. M-A-S-S.
Mass. You're a fairly religious kind of bloke there, Shane. You go to Mass on Sundays?
Definitely not, mate.
Okay.
Shane, are you quite a big bloke? Do you take up a fair bit of room in the room?
Are you holding some fluid?
I do. I am quite a large bloke, but that's not how I got the nickname.
It's
up to you,
possibly
Maddie.
Be, this is so left of centre.
No, that's good.
Could you possibly be from Massachusetts?
No, definitely not. All right, you've had three chances.
Yeah, go,
I'm
going
to let you know. Yeah. 10 years of my life I spent as a pro wrestler. It's a shortened version of my pro wrestling name, Mad Mike Massive, and there's listeners out there right now that will know who I am.
Mad Mike Massive!
Massive!
And they all called me Mass.
Oh, oh you, wicked.
You massive Yay. Unit.
Oh, which went cool. with, which also went with my body size, so it worked out quite well for the character and for me personally.
Love it,
Mad Mike Massive. I want to see
and
photos
very
of that.
Rarely, very rarely answer to my first name to my wife. She gets angry and she has to yell "Mass" at me before I even acknowledge her.
Hey, good on you, Mass. We want to see you do the finisher, mate. All the best.
Oh no, you don't want to see the teabag, mate. The listeners out there know exactly what that is, and you don't want to see that.
No, the teabag.
Well, I hope Anthony the teapot hasn't had that.
Oi.
Never know your luck.
Let's
Michelle.
Go to Wellard. Michelle, hello.
Hello.
What's your nickname?
Slush.
Slush.
Oh, that doesn't sound complimentary, Michelle.
Michelle, do you work on a pig farm?
No.
All right.
What are those? Are they called slushies that you get at 7-Eleven? Do you like those, Michelle?
I do, but that's not the reason why.
Okay, all right.
Slush. Okay. Have you ever been a cleaner, Michelle? Because it sounds like a noise it would make when you're cleaning the showers out.
No.
Where did it come from, Michelle?
Well, you have to shorten my name. So it's Michelle, Mish, Mush, Flush.
Okay. It's one of those evolving ones.
Yes.
Very evolved. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you. Would not guess any of these.
I wouldn't have got that. No.
Now, Tom, in Regan's Ford. Hey. Regan's Ford. Whereabouts is that, mate?
Hey, long way away from here.
40Ks up the freeway, up the Brown Highway, sorry.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Tom, what's your nickname?
My nickname's Queefy.
Queefy?
Are we allowed to put this to air?
What is this?
I'm assuming this has been checked by the producer.
This has been vetted on,
I can see the regulatory bodies.
All right. Well, I'll just throw it out there. Tom, do you let some fluffs go from your body?
No, Christ, no.
Where did that come from?
Queefy. Oh, God. I'm trying so hard to take this into a non-blue place, but I'm struggling.
You can't help it.
I'm out. I don't know.
Come on, Tom. Let us know. We're on tender hooks.
So I've got a Polish last name, Kwiecień, but it's spelled Kwiecień. And so in primary school, I would have, like, teachers on the roll and things like that trying to read out my last name. Get through every single possibility. And it's Queek and Quiff and Queefy. And just primary school, it's stuck. So nickname's been Queefy ever since.
Well, Tom, you're speaking to a Dictinsky. I know that feeling.
Another pole.
There you go.
Yeah,
the old
that's
DK.
Why DY.
The DY.
Yeah, it was just much easier.
It's so much easier. Mm.
Oh, perfect. All right, that makes sense.
And much cleaner than we were
much
thinking.
Much cleaner than
so
we were
that's
thinking.
Great news.
Hey, it's a Polish reunion. Hey, good on you, Queefy. All the best.
Cheers, guys.
Here at Big Slotty 4.5.
Dziękuję bardzo.
Gotta love that.
Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast.
Snaps over the shoulder.
The only brekkie show with this legend.
Oh, yes. Hang it on the wall. A work of art.
Let's talk footy with Dennis Cometti for Battery World.
The Dockers beat Sydney by an Ed Langdon wobbly point at Optus on Saturday. The Eagles too good for Melbourne at Alice Springs. Dan, good morning.
Don't change the subject. You've got a new opener and I haven't got one.
Oh.
How about that? And there's some rap in yours, isn't there?
Yeah, it's
some
very
rap
modern.
Going on.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, it's right.
Very modern.
Keeping up with the kids.
Yeah, no, it sounds great. So congratulations to you. And about the footy,
thanks, Dan.
How was the mood upstairs after the game?
A lot of relief amongst Freo people.
I bet there was. Yeah. I mean, both the local teams winning, which is good, but neither of them really sparkled, did they? The Dockers, gutsy? Is that the word? Gutsy?
I guess, yeah.
Yep.
A game saved by its ending. And I mean that in a good way because it was a close finish. But, I mean, 7 goals over 2 hours for both teams. I mean, both of them kicked 7.
Yeah.
It's hardly riveting stuff, is it?
It is.
You know, you sort of come away thinking, well, the last 15 minutes was interesting.
Yeah.
But the rest of it, it was a slow burn. I tell you what, I thought Joel Hamling played a terrific game.
Yeah.
He's probably down to be the All-Australian fullback, I would think.
Yeah, well, he's missing Alex Pearce down there, but yeah.
Right. And when he comes back, of course, they are strong in defence. They have been probably for a season and a half. But unlike so many defenders now, he's great one-on-one, Hamling. So I really like him. So that's a plus out of the game.
Yep.
And did you watch yesterday, the Eagles?
Did see that. They were just too good, weren't they?
Strange, wasn't it?
To watch,
it was always going to be a danger game. Whenever you break routines, and that's an odd thing to go to Alice Springs, isn't it? I think. And as a result, you could expect Melbourne to go okay up there.
Yep.
And they did struggle. But Jack Darling, having a terrific season. What's that? Yes. 47 goals for the season. His best year, strangely enough, was his second when he kicked 53.
That's right. Mm.
Just a young man he came in there.
Yeah. But
he's
time.
A star, and people still malign him.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah, I know.
It's like me.
well, it happens with West Perth superstars, mate.
Is that what it is?
Hey, Jack Darling, right. Dennis Cometti.
But there should be a ceiling on being picked on. No one does that to me. I'm very lucky. But Jack cops it all the time. And Tom Barras could be sort of embarrassed today because the match review, I don't know how that will go. It seemed almost accidental, didn't it?
Yeah, it looked like he was attempting a fair bump. By the
well, I thought he was off balance too. Okay. He just got rid of the ball himself. But who knows in that area?
Yeah. Mm.
So just looking forward.
He's a big young man. Too, Tom, now.
Yeah.
He's bulked up very quickly.
Yeah, terrific player, too. Yeah. In fact, both those defenders are good. Like McGovern, a bit of an injury as well.
Yeah, it looks like
I'm looking into the crystal ball, and I can't pick a winner. I look back over this last weekend. I got five. How many did anyone around the table get?
Three.
I think I got five or six.
I didn't even pick my Bombers.
You just said that to make me feel better.
No, it's the truth.
I'm back as an expert. Three.
I got so many wrong.
Well, hey, Dan,
that's laughable.
Fair to say the Tigers are back. Richmond look pretty good.
Yeah, they look terrific, don't they? I think they're the team to Mark, actually. Looking forward, I mean, the West Coast Eagles over the next 3 weeks, five games to go. They play North Melbourne at home, Carlton away, Adelaide at home. Now,
right.
I reckon that's three.
Mm. Yeah.
Three they should win. Brisbane. Hello?
Oh, Kimber? Dennis Kimber.
There you are. when we get down to the real nitty-gritty,
I just like
to
let you go with the facts, you know.
Great.
You know your stuff. I'll take a back seat.
Well, you assume I know my stuff. Brisbane won their last six. That is remarkable. Their next three are Hawthorn away, Western Bulldogs at the Gabba, and Gold Coast at the Gabba. They could win nine on the trot, Brisbane. Who would have thought that?
Yeah. See, their celebrations.
Lockie Neal.
Their celebrations post-match, Den, was like they'd
won
it. No, they were going off.
Were they?
Yeah. Well, North were going to beat them, and they came back.
They got up. Yeah, I saw the result. And that was a terrific performance because they are very gritty, if nothing else, and just a remarkable turnaround for them. So it'll all come down to the last 2 weeks. The top team, Geelong, are on top. They've lost three of their last five. They should finish on top because they've got a soft finish. But I've got grave reservations. Despite that soft run home, they can win the premiership. So I think it's still wide open. Yeah. With the West Coast Eagles, depending on circumstance, Nat Nui is sort of in the mix again. But regardless, I think Hickey played well at the weekend. So the West Coast Eagles still with some sort of a chance. So West Coast and North Melbourne next week, next Saturday at Optus, and they should win that, but North Melbourne, strange team. They're playing okay.
They're hot and cold, aren't they? Yeah,
well, all this sort of coach sacking seems to bring immediate results. I think overall, when you look back over history, it's less than 50% that they win first up.
Yeah, but, the bounce, it's not real. The new coach bounce.
The trampoline, yeah. Well, it's working now, though.
Looking for the
maybe
blues.
You could sack a coach every week to get the bounce for the next week.
Well, you probably could, as long as the assistants stay in place.
Yeah.
That's radical for a man who got three wins.
You're a game changer.
There's always next week.
Hey, Dan, before we wrap up, mate, Andy Brayshaw, Mix 94.5's Andy Brayshaw, maybe his best game.
Oh, terrific. He was really hard in, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's what they wanted from him. He's that sort of player. People forget when they're critical of him that he had a serious injury at the end of last year.
Yeah.
And he's done very well to come back. Just admirable player. But I can't see Fremantle making it, to be honest. I don't think they'll make the finals. But you never know. Mm. It's just something missing. Some star power, and of course Fife at the weekend.
Yeah, and he may not be back next week. So.
No, well, you'd know better than me because you prowl those halls of power upstairs at Optus Stadium.
Always just making it up.
Yes, with a hand just cuffed to your right ear. That's me done.
Good on you, Dennis.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt, and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Back to school today, a new term.
Yeah, and school zones, 40K speed limit will be enforced, and I've seen the police are going to crack down very hard on this.
Oh, yeah, they don't muck around, yeah, that's for sure.
This is what Michelle Roberts, the WA Police Minister, had to say.
Last year, we had six children injured in school zones. Six children with six sets of parents that would have all been highly distressed about what's occurred.
Yeah, there's the Police Minister, Michelle Roberts. We thought we'd go to our police liaison, Senior Sergeant Simon Sirius. Sergeant, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Queasy. G'day, Matt, and to you, Kimber. It's great to be on the Big Breakfast, as always. And, Kimber, just on a personal note, I just need to say that you are a wonderful woman and you're a great role model and you inspire me every day.
Oh, thanks. I don't know what I've done to warrant that, but thank you.
What do you want? Senior Sergeant with children heading back to school.
Trying to crack on now.
Yeah, reckon. Heading back to school, of course, it's a timely reminder for all of us to slow down in school zones.
Oh, too right, Queasy. I mean, over the coming days, we're going to have thousands of kiddies coming back to school. They'll be amped up seeing their buddies and telling stories of the holidays, a bit distracted, and most of them will be more excited than an outlaw motorcycle gang celebrating a new shipment. So we really do need to be here.
Well, Sergeant, what are the biggest risks to kids coming to or going to and coming home from school?
Yeah, good question, Kimber. Basically, the biggest dangers are misguided parents buying into this kind of fresh air and exercise thing. Our major grievance is with kids walking or riding their bikes to school when really they should be, you know, within the safety of the car.
Oh, well, hang on a minute, because aren't we trying to encourage children to get out and be more active?
Well, I mean, that may please your Insta bloggers, you know, Rebecca Judds, etc. But police would prefer that children are cocooned in oversized SUVs that create gridlock on our suburban streets. I mean, that's a real win for road safety. Mm.
Well, I mean, police, they take this very seriously, don't they? I mean, they're really cracking down.
Oh, absolutely. All jokes aside, we take this very seriously. All police leave has been cancelled.
Right.
We're going to have a tactical response group and dog squad members manning the school zones. The police pipe band also will be on standby. So basically, you know, criminal gangs or anyone involved in nefarious activities, I would highly recommend that if you do those activities between the hours of 8:30 and or, you know, 7:30 and 9 or 2:30 and 4, you will pretty much have a green light.
Oh, very good. Hey, thanks for your time.
There will be no police available.
Thanks for your time this morning, Senior Sergeant Sleazy. Simon Sirius joining us this morning on the show there. Have yourself
Thank
a great
you
week.
Yeah,
Sergeant.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Back to school for another term, and a lot of teachers and assistants say this is the term that drags out. No public holidays, no long weekends. And a lot of wet weather with kids stuck in the class.
Oh, yes.
Especially the little kiddies. But it is the end of school holiday, so you'd hope that the kids don't have as much chance of getting themselves into trouble.
Into a bit of mischief.
Sometimes
yep.
Physical trouble. And we were mentioning just out of the 7:30 report there about the five-year-old in China who was outside, loitering just outside a high-rise building, an apartment block, and fell and got stuck basically by the head in the grill of the balcony, sort of like the fire escape style.
Yeah,
and
it's
it was
incredible.
Just the five-year-old's head that was keeping it stuck in the grill. Otherwise, it would have slipped through and fallen to its
oh,
head.
Oh, God.
And the rescuers got up with the jaws of life and got the kitty out. But if it wasn't for that head, Gonski.
She was hanging there for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, awful.
And
it's
they couldn't
a long
get into
time.
The, yeah. And she's now 6 foot tall.
Better than mummy putting you on the rack.
Yeah. But it's easy for kids to get stuck in things because they don't know their own size and they don't understand physics.
Yeah, true.
You know,
I did it.
We went to the bus stop. Well, it sounds like a great trip out, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
But mum was taking me and my siblings out to...
Play with the rock.
Oh, you lived a life, didn't you?
Hey, it was a tough life, all right? We played with sticks. But mum was taking us
Luxury.
To the Royal Show and I was thrilled. I mean, we didn't get to go very often. You know, this was, and I was only little, and we all went to the bus stop to catch the bus in, and my excitement could not be contained, and I jumped up and down on the bus stop seat.
Yep.
Yeah. With excitement. We're going to the Royal Show. And then my leg went through the slats.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
And I got my leg stuck in the bus stop shelter.
Oh,
and
that's
was
not
just
good.
Trapped in the shelter for a while my mum and my siblings just sat around trying to help me get out of it.
And that's a double whammy for you because your legs are your best feature.
They are my best feature.
Yeah.
You're right. And they got all
jammed
up in
there.
It says
you, by the way.
Yeah,
so did
yeah,
your mum
yeah.
and sister go to the show or just leave you there and get the show bags?
No one went to the show.
Oh, no.
Ruined the day for everybody.
Oh, how did you get out?
Well, mum just pulled me out. I mean, there was
Eventually.
No other option. It was just like, hey, this is going to hurt, kiddo. The same way your mum goes, I'm just going to get this Band-Aid off. Yoink!
Did she use a little bit of lubricant?
Oh, no.
Like, can you not go there?
She didn't have any honour, mate. This is like, there was no hand sanitizers.
It was the 70s.
Or, you know, 80s, mate. There was nothing going on.
We should go back and see if some of your skin is still in that seat. Just for old time's sake.
Oh, it's easy to get your kids stuck in things, yeah, you know?
It certainly is.
Yeah. Where did your kid get stuck? Give us a call.
Absolutely. We want to hear your, you know, stories that ended well, by the way. Give us a call, 1-333-53. Where did your kid get stuck? And it could get you this excellent Caller of the Day prize. Yeah.
It is a winner, too. It is the Lion King pack. This includes Gold Lounge double passes to go see the film and merchandise.
Oh, I love a bit of merch.
Yes, take your place in the circle of life. You've got the Disney's Lion King prize pack. It's going to be great.
Yeah, 1-333-53. Tell us, where did your kid get stuck? Or maybe you have a little bit of Kimber's leg that you've identified.
Sell it on eBay.
Oh. Also, fancy putting in the caveat that it has to end well. The story has to. I mean, it's breakfast radio. Let's go crazy.
Okay. All right. You said it, not me.
Fatality's not good.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
And luckily no blood about, but definitely a child in great peril there in China. We've seen the footage of a five-year-old left hanging by her head off a building, sort of in the grate off the outside of an apartment there.
Yeah.
Pretty much looked like pretty solid steel, but it was just her head holding her up.
Poor little thing. Imagine how traumatic that'd be for her.
Well, it is, but that's the problem is your body can fit into a lot of spaces and then suddenly your head doesn't.
Tell me about it. Yeah.
Not good.
Tracy's in Ballajura. Tracy, did you have a kid get stuck?
Yeah, I did. A few years ago, we thought we'd have a family outing. We went down to Perth Zoo, and they had the new giraffe enclosure, so like a big savannah thing.
Yeah.
And my little three-year-old decided that she wanted a bit of a closer look, stuck her head between the two poles of the tower, and couldn't get her head out.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Stuck in jail. That's not good.
Yeah, pretty much. My husband was laughing so much, he was no help to us.
Oh, great.
We did get her out, but not until quite a few people had enjoyed the moment that was happening.
The entertainment,
well, I suppose once her head's gone through, the only option really is to push her entire body through, right? But then you're putting your kid into a giraffe enclosure.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, right.
I'm just glad it was the giraffe enclosure and not another African animal in the savannah.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No much hungrier lion.
No one to be king of the jungle, do you?
Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you.
Let's go to Rockingham. G'day, Leanne. Where has the kitty gotten stuck?
We used to catch the number 9 bus to Beckenham.
Oh, know it well, Leanne.
And my brother got stuck in the number 9 bus in the back door.
Ooh.
We were only like 8 years of age, and as he got out, his arm swung back because he was a bit of a clown.
Yeah.
And the doors, by folding doors, closed over and shut his arm in it.
Oh, and those doors were so heavy. They were like really hardcore, the doors on the old buses.
They were, and the bus took off with him dangling.
That was that old joke, wasn't it? Oh, bus driver, open the door.
Yeah.
I can laugh now.
Yeah.
How far did the bus travel with him in there?
It wasn't far. The passengers were screaming on the bus.
Oh,
yeah, I bet they were.
And Leanne, you and I both know that number 9 bus took so long to get to Beckenham from the city that you felt like you were stuck in there, didn't you?
You did.
Good
Thanks,
on you, Leanne. Let's go to Wellard. Beryl, where did your kid get stuck?
Oh, I was babysitting my nephew and two nieces, and I was doing the right thing and took them to KFC to get some takeaway.
Oh, yeah, great.
And my eight-year-old nephew thought, oh, yeah, well, we're getting the takeaway. He sat in the high chair, and his body went in okay, but we couldn't get him out.
Oh, dear.
The people behind the counter were no help whatsoever. We were laying the chair down, trying everything to get him out, just couldn't get him out. His two sisters were just killing themselves laughing.
We had
to leave him in the KFC and go to the garage next door to get a screwdriver to unscrew the bloody high chair so that we could get him out. And his sisters wouldn't have anything to do with it. They were only like 6 and 4. And everyone was coming in the shop. Oh, can you see that kid got stuck in the high chair?
Oh, that's great.
It was the funniest thing, honestly.
Oh, that's gold.
But anyway, it was the fact that I had to leave this 8-year-old stuck in a high chair while I went to the garage to get a screwdriver.
Great parenting.
Only on your watch, Beryl, because you're the auntie. That's the problem. You should have just gone out the back and got some chicken fat and smeared it all over him, and then he slipped through the gaps.
Yeah, I don't think you deserve that.
Well, I hope you're getting some extra popcorn chicken or something, Beryl. Well done.
Oh, they didn't have popcorn chicken in those days. It was a long time ago, I'm telling you.
He deserved a bucket on his head.
First story.
Oh, bless you, Beryl. I think we should send Beryl to the Lion King, don't you?
Go on, Beryl. You're off to the Lion King. Sing it in gold class.
Oh, look, I would love that. I just love the Lion King. Oh, it's just beautiful. One of my grandsons, every time he's over, he always used to watch The Lion King.
Oh, that's right.
And when they had the theatre in Perth, I had to go. It's just so good.
Good on you, Beryl. We'll set you up with a high chair for the whole family.
And some Sid crime.
Oh, great stuff. I'm sure there's lots of grandkids that would love to come with me.
Very nice. Beryl Wellard has a win. Mix 94.5. It's your big breakfast to all the kids doing dumb things. Back to school.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. The juice.
Let's hear it. Give me the details. It's time to talk Ed Sheeran. I mean, it's been a few days since I've put him in the juice, so, you know, he's back.
6 days, I reckon.
But his new album, Number 6 Collaborations Project, features over 20 different musos that he's worked with, and that means the music can sound quite unlike Ed Sheeran's usual stuff.
Okay.
And, for example, the track Blow with Bruno Mars and American country singer Chris Stapleton, it's a lot more rock than you would expect.
Like Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, doesn't it?
I'd like to see him do that live with his loop pedal.
Well, it's funny you say that because it means that the classic show of Ed Sheeran with his loop pedal might change.
Oh, really?
I've never had an excuse to get a band, and now that's an excuse to maybe tour with a band because I think playing that live would be different level.
There you go.
Is that going to be enough to get you two back to an Ed Sheeran gig?
Oh, can he play a smaller venue? And then I'm in.
I'm not anti-Ed Sheeran.
No.
No, just his success.
Well, not at all. Just the Optus didn't quite do it for me, but
yeah.
For some.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Eddie Murphy has never officially left comedy. He just sort of never returned to the stand-up scene.
Okay, right.
And we all waited in hope with obviously the success of his stand-up shows, Delirious and Raw, back in the 80s. They were game changers and far too many people quoted those jokes.
Ever have a heavyset aunt fall down the steps? They be trying to break the fall and hold it. And that just make the fall take a half hour then. My shoe. I'm halfway down now. Heavy Lord.
Now, some say that Eddie Murphy avoided comedy because he couldn't meet expectations going back with another gig after those.
Yeah.
But Netflix is stepping in. There's a suggestion that Netflix may be securing a stand-up deal with Eddie Murphy that could see him earn as much as $70 million for a string of stand-up specials.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, now, Steve Martin and Martin Short have gone back on the circuit. So
yeah. I mean, I don't know what a string entails. I mean, it puts him in the realm of Dave Chappelle, who made $60 million for 3 specials in 2017.
Yep.
And Chris Rock's $40 million for 2 specials the year before that. So, I mean, I feel nervous for Eddie Murphy, though. I feel like it's easier if he just does another Nutty Professor.
He's getting $70 million.
Yeah.
I'm getting $300 for the Comedy Lounge on the weekend, all right? Let's put it in perspective. I'm the one that's nervous.
Yeah, but are you wearing the leather suit?
No.
And everyone wants to stay young, and celebrities have access to everything they need for that, right? And Katy Perry has the recipe that you might be looking for. She credits alternative therapies that cleanse the body.
Yes. Okay.
She also suggests a lot of enemas.
Oh.
Now, if you're not familiar, an enema is the injection of a fluid into your rectum.
It is. Give it a good washout.
Yeah, Perry says that you feel more energy and it gets all the crap out, pun intended.
Yeah.
But specialists say that enemas are not for prolonged use. Eat a balance of healthy foods and treats in your diet instead.
Okay. You know what else helps getting all the crap out?
Mm.
Going to the toilet.
True.
Yeah, well, that certainly does assist you. Yeah. I won't be doing it for Kimber has a crack.
Oh, Maddie, you're so old school.
That's your daily juice.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Woo! Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
School's back.
She's a really good news reader, but here's watching King Miss.
Hey, we got a two-worder from the captain.
I bet Ronan Keaton's loving each day.
You reckon?
He keeps getting gigs over here. He's absolutely loving
just
each
like
day.
Just like the last?
Yeah. Hey, listen, meeting your parents, your partner's family, particularly their parents, can be confronting.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but you might go out for dinner or something, but at least it's usually in a neutral sort of space, you know. But the first time that you stay with them... at their home, that's when, you know, gets real, right? Yeah.
You suddenly feel like a teen again or like a little, you know, a young person.
Absolutely.
Staying over, like you've got to behave yourself.
Oh, especially the bedroom rules.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Separate beds, separate rooms.
Don't use that soap.
Oh, dear.
That's a display soap.
Yeah.
So imagine this poor woman in California. She's gone to stay with her in-laws. You know, she's married to this bloke.
Sure.
But never stayed with them before. And they get home from, her and her husband have obviously gone out for dinner, get back to the family home to find his father sitting there watching TV in the nude. We're all going to
nude school. Hey! A nude school, that's all me. In the buff.
And it's only then that hubby, the partner, remembers to tell her or thinks it's appropriate to tell her, oh, yeah, my father's a practicing nudist.
Oh, great.
Too late.
Right, so there she is. The next time she sees him is when he gets out of the shower, completely starkers, no towel.
Oh.
And she's gone on Reddit, where everyone seems to sort of, you know, vent on Reddit, don't they?
Yeah.
And said, I think it's highly inappropriate. And I booked a flight, booked a hotel, and then booked a flight home.
Oh, she was out of there?
She left.
Oh, right.
Gone. Well, angry at the husband for not telling her about him being a nudist?
Mostly angry at the husband for being remiss and not telling her.
Yeah, you do need warning, don't you? Yeah, it's going to get a little like that.
I mean, the thing is, when it becomes your in-laws, it's suddenly uncomfortable. But it could definitely depend if your dad is Chris Hemsworth or your dad is John Wood.
Yes.
Poor old John Wood. He gets a rough trot on this show, doesn't
that's
he?
A bit harsh.
But, you know, it's a different game.
Yeah Woody. Well, yes.
if it's Chris Hemsworth, it becomes maybe a challenge then for the guy to keep the eyes off the woman. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Exactly. But, and of course, you know, people have commented on this situation and said, well, yeah, yes, he might be a practicing nudist, but surely just for the time that his daughter-in-law's there, he could put on a pair of
undies. Keep the kid on, mate.
Yeah, whack on some pants. How hard is it just to make other people feel a little more comfortable for a couple of days
while
they're there?
Maybe he thought he was making her feel very comfortable.
Mate, you got to be careful with that first impression, so to speak.
Well, you know, if they say this...
Particularly if it's a skid mark.
That's not what I was thinking.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
And the Eagles and the Dockers won on the weekend. Wouldn't you feel bad this morning about your footy tippings if you picked against the WA
teams?
Yeah,
you'd feel terrible. You'd feel like a bit of a traitor.
All right.
Down the local teams.
Yeah, I know.
Just a year of little faith.
Well, sometimes you just don't know. They're inconsistent, you know? I thought that maybe I had a shot to get ahead of you guys because
We're all even on 88
on the tipping. Not anymore.
You know, the only thing that's inconsistent in this room is your faith in our great state.
Hey, Dockers won by point, KC.
Yeah, rough, isn't it? But it can happen any time. Look at the netball.
Yeah, I know.
What?
You know?
Oh, yeah, we lost.
Sorry.
Silver Ferns beat us in the netball.
Oh, no, congrats.
I'll stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they did better than us in the World Cup of Cricket too, so it's not going so well.
No, it's not.
What are you going
to
do?
What's happening to this great country?
Well, we'll talk to Dennis about it. Dennis Cometti coming on the show later this morning, and he can tell me why I've done the wrong thing tipping against our West Coast teams.
Okay. Yeah, great win for Freo, and it was weird watching that game in Alice Springs, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a bit bizarre.
Like, with that beautiful cliff in the background.
We were playing summer footy up there. It looked like it, didn't it?
It did look a bit like the waffle.
And every local in town came and it looked like 99% of the crowd were going for the West Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there was a Rioli in the team. That helps.
Yeah.
Just brilliant.
John Farnham headlines live in the Vines at Sandalford Estate, Swan Valley, December 8th. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.